Daniel chapter 9. We will pick back up in verse 16. Daniel 9, 16. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray. So this is pleading to God's righteousness. And Kaufman mentioned this several times. None of this was because of any of the Israelites' righteousness. This is all to be made possible because of God's righteousness. So he keeps repeating this, that God is the Holy One, God is the righteous one, God is the merciful one, God is the one that gives forgiveness. And it's not that they deserve anything, because he is adamant and it goes over and over that they don't deserve any of this because they have not repented and they have not learned from anything from this punishment. They have not turned from their wickedness and sinful ways, even though they've been 70 years, nearly 70 years in punishment because of this, and they are still in the same quagmire that they were some 70 years before. So I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. So he realizes and understands and then telling God that it is because of the Israelite sins for the iniquities of their predecessors, and that Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us, which is a reference to those passages in Leviticus and Deuteronomy that we referenced before, that they would be a reproach to all of those around them. Verse 17. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. And for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. So he's pleading with God to hear this prayer. And of course, he's referring to himself. So Daniel is this servant, and he's saying, please hear this prayer, this supplication, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. This is a reference to the temple that is non-existent at this time. So this is a reference that this temple needs to get rebuilt, and Daniel realizes this, but they have to be back in Jerusalem to do this. But the sanctuary, they're not able to do any sacrifices, and the sanctuary is desolate. It is empty. It's been decimated. Verse 18. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations. See our emptiness in the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. This is another key phrase in this prayer, that they have the ability to be returned to Jerusalem, not because of the Israelites' righteous deeds, but because of God's great mercy. And then this prayer is concluded, and I'll say it's still interrupted mid-prayer, but this is the last phrasing. This prayer is ended at this verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. So do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. So this is this was enough for God to have heard this prayer, to be able to answer from this point. God did not have to hear anymore. And so he interrupts him with the angel Gabriel interrupts him after this. So that is the end of Daniel's prayer, pleading to God to please return us and be able to return us in the 70th year, as you have told Jeremiah that you would do. So Kaufman's comment on these last four verses are, this prayer reaches an amazing intensity and fervency in the final clauses. Also note the repeated references to the destroyed temple and the devastated city. Also of interest are these four points of Daniel's prayer. So there's four points to this prayer that Kaufman came up with. The first, the previous blessings of God are mentioned. Number two, the persistent sins of the people are repeatedly confessed. And, we referenced that time and time, over and over, both the blessings of God and then the persistent sins of the people that they have not turned from. Even though Daniel had, God obviously expected, and Daniel is heartbroken because they have not turned from this sinfulness. Okay, the third point. It is admitted that the reproach which has fallen upon Israel is of their own sinful deeds and entirely their fault. So, Daniel is very upfront. This is a just punishment that God is doling out on them, is oppressing them with. This is a just punishment. It's because of their own sinful deeds. And then the fourth point to Daniel's prayer is, the basis for the request uttered was not the righteousness of the Israelites nor of Daniel, but the righteousness and mercies of God are pleaded as the grounds of hope. So this is a very key point. Daniel was not saying that we deserve to go back to Jerusalem because of our righteousness. It wasn't that at all. He was very adamant and sorrowful that the Israelites were still very sinful. But the hope, the grounds of hope, was because of the righteousness and mercies of God. So that was the ability that they could be returned to Jerusalem, and not of their righteousness, but of because of God's righteousness. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll pick up with verse 20, where the angel Gabriel interrupts Daniel in mid-prayer still. Daniel would have kept praying, but he's interrupted, and he has a very important prophecy that God has given to Gabriel to pass on to Daniel, that Daniel needs to hear, remember, and understand. And this is all about the time frame of when the Messiah would start his ministry and be sacrificed. And Lord willing, we will start into that next week.